Hello.
Hello, Arlen?
Yes.
Hey, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great, thanks.
Awesome. I'm just calling back per your request to speak with you about the opportunity through Google Guarantee upgrade.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me again what just kind of a short scenario of how that works.
Yeah, so this lists your company up at the very top of the page in the sponsored section. This is a coveted section for small to medium-sized business owners. It is pay per lead that Google created specific for your industry and your area. Large corporations aren't allowed to list up here. With this particular pay per lead section, it's different than any other type that you may have experienced, Angie, Sumtech, any of those, HomeAdvisor, Porch, in the fact that when the contact comes through, it's direct client calling you. It's, the lead does not come here. We don't determine if it's good for you or not. The client's gone to Google. They've selected to work with you based on your services and the accolades on your organization. But even more importantly, that call is being recorded for authenticity purposes. That caller has to be requesting to set an appointment with you face-to-face, or you have to be giving estimate over the phone in order for it to be considered a qualified call. All other instances are unqualified. You would not be charged for the lead. Upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee that goes to get your organization background checked in order to ensure that you pass all of Google's guaranteed, checks, so on and so forth. And then your cost per qualified lead beyond that is $44 per lead. It has an activation budget of $576. So once your Google Guarantee approved, which it can take, a month or two to get everything completely approved, and when you're ready to turn the leads on, you pay the $576. Once you pay the $576, that's for 13 Google Guarantee leads at $44 per qualified lead, and that would be deducted from the $576 as the leads come in.
Okay.
Okay.
Who determines whether it's a fraud call or not? I mean, do I have to document that and call y'all? And
all the calls are being recorded, and AI is listening to each one of those calls in order to go. Like, if say somebody calls you and they're just fooling around, or maybe they're looking for a job with you, they're looking to work with your organization, or it's a sales call, it would automatically be disqualified. AI is listening to each one of those calls. Our job is also to ensure that you're only receiving the qualified calls. So if one slipped through the cracks, you do have the ability to report it directly with us, yes, sir, and we would go ahead and dispute it on your behalf directly with Google. But that's our primary job, is to ensure that you're getting the qualified calls.
Gotcha. Okay. And then the 576, so what happens if someone calls and says, hey, I want you to come clean my flower beds out? And I say, well, we don't do that.
Oh, that's an unqualified call. It's not in the services of what y'all provide. So it's very specific. So with the tree services, it's very specific what the keywords. Google has determined the keywords for tree services, and they're very, very specific with those keywords. So, for example, it's tree cabling, tree bracing, tree planting, tree removal, tree services, tree transplanting, tree trimming, tree pruning, stump removal. Say you're not offering stump removal as an independent service. You only offer it once you're already on the scene. Like, it's something maybe that you only do once you've already done the other tree services, then we would not advertise you for stump removal. And if somebody called you for stump removal, that would be an unqualified call. So
Okay. Unless
you're popping up for lawn care and landscaping, which is a completely separate vertical, which you can qualify for if you want to, then you wouldn't be called for flower beds or debris removal or yard cleanup or any of that.
Okay. And so can you shoot me a list of what is under tree services?
Yeah, absolutely. And those are all determined after you're approved. So what we do is we approve you for the entire, we call it a vertical. That's what Google calls this category. We go ahead and verify everything after you're completely approved, because what you offer today may change by the time of what you're offering when you're completely approved on everything, right?
Gotcha.
Like, you may decide today, yes, we want to do stump removal, but in a few weeks you may decide you want to take it off. So you're not married to the keywords unless you want to be.
Okay. And is there a limit how many keywords I can scratch? That,
no, sir.
That I don't.
No,
okay.
sir.
All right. Mm-mm. All right. And then so the 256 I pay up front.
The
it taps off of it until my,
mm-hmm. yep.
until my calls come in, and then I have to re-up at that time. Is that right?
Correct. So the 250 is the one-time application fee. We go ahead, we process the application, we get the background check complete, and then we call you and we say, hey, listen, Arlen, we're ready to cut the leads on if you're ready to take the leads on. And say you're booked up, busy, you know what, I can't take anything on right now. I'm going to get it going in 30 days. Then you will contact you in 30 days and ask if you're ready to cut the leads on then. So when you're ready to cut the leads on, you pay the $576. And if you can pause that anytime you want to. So say you do sign up and you get it going and you take on three leads and now you're booked up a couple weeks, you don't have anybody you can spare, you're a one-man band, whatever the case is, you pause the leads and that's where the budget stops. If you pause the leads with $500 left in it and you pause it for 8 weeks, 72 days, however long you want to, it will continue to roll over until it's unpaused. Once it's unpaused, then we exhaust that existing budget before another budget is even considered.
Okay. And then so what's the – is there a contract or anything?
No,
in other
sir.
Words, if I chose
no,
not
sir.
To re-up after the first 576 is spent?
Correct, and you get to determine at what rate you want to re-up at. So say you only take on about three leads a month, then it's only going to be 44 times 3. It's only going to be 132. You know, it's going to depend on how much you're taking on and at what time you're taking it on and when you want it. So we're in constant communication with you about this. There's no hidden surprises, you know, lurking around the corner for you. No, oops, we forgot to tell yous about it. Because this is the most successful program for lead generation. As far as it goes, it is also, you know, these leads show a 33% stronger closing conversion. So you should know, Arlen, that the lead itself is exclusive. It's coming directly to you. The client is determining that they want to work directly with you based on your merits, which you have 107 verified 5-star reviews. You have an excellent, you know, very healthy Google listing. This is one of the main reasons that we selected to work with you over anybody else in your service radius is because of the quality of what you already have with us. So the listing itself is exclusive. We're not working with your competitors. The calls are exclusive. They're only coming to you. And when the phone rings, it's the actual client on the other end of the phone.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. So I think I'd be interested in that.
Okay, so I have a MasterCard on file ending in 4924. Can I charge the 250 application fee to that?
Yes.
Okay. And then you have two options for application. Application is super easy to fill out. However, I do have some guys who absolutely hate paperwork and they would prefer for my agent to fill it out with them live on the phone. It takes about 10 minutes. It does not take a long time. The only thing that you should know is you have to be willing to disclose your social security number to her on the phone. Do you want her to help you fill out the application or do you prefer to do it yourself?
Yeah, I'd like for her to do it.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to go ahead and charge this, and we're going to select the time for her to help you out with that. Okay, you're going to see that invoice come through for $250. It's going to say LSA, that's Local Service Ad Google Guarantee Application Setup Fee. And then when can we set aside a 30-minute window for you to speak with my agent? I have available appointment times all day, today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday.
I'm good for, what time is it, 10 o'clock? Probably till 11 o'clock today, and then anytime after 3 o'clock.
Okay, so I'm going to set you for 3:30 today. That way she has time to set the ad up and get her end completely going before she gives you a shout. You're going to see this email come through. It's going to say GG onboarding with your phone number and your name. And I'm going to call you from the 877 number to introduce you to her. It will either be Miss Bonnie or it will be Miss Arelli. So I'll be calling to introduce you to the onboarding agent just to make a smooth transition and ensure that you don't have any additional questions. And like I said, we'll be calling from that 877 number to get it all set up, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right. Thank you for your time, Arlen. Welcome to Google Guarantee.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.